Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath and this is the Midday News. Angela Merkel has succeeded in becoming German Chancellor for a fourth term after 6 months of negotiations between her Christian Democrat Party and the Social Democrats. Her party's General Secretary stated that it is now full steam ahead for Germany. The alliance between the two parties means they remain the largest with 33%, while the Nationalist Party, AfD, made historic gains in the elections, putting it in third place. Stephen Hawking, one of the best-known scientists of our generation, has died at the age of 76 at his home in Cambridge. A world-renowned physicist, he wrote the best-selling book A Brief History of Time. He was diagnosed with motor neurone disease in 1963, but continued his award-winning work in the field of science despite being told his life expectancy was only 2 years. NASA has tweeted that his theories opened a world of possibilities. The finance minister, Bruno Le Maire, has said that the French government is planning legal action against tech giants Apple and Google. The issue relates to contractual terms which the two companies demand on startups and other software developers. Le Maire wants to take the case to the business tribunal for abusive business practices. If this is found to be the case, the fines incurred may run into the millions. Transport Minister Elisabeth Borne is due to outline the planned reforms to the SNCF at the Council of Ministers today, reforms which could be pushed through by special ordinances. Measures include opening the railway sector to new competition, amending the benefits new employees are entitled to, and making the SNCF a national company with public sector funding. Her speech will come under close scrutiny by the four main railway unions, the CGT, the CFDT, Sudrail and UNSA, who are already threatening to call a national strike on March the 22nd. A report commissioned by the government on the cost of hosting the 2024 Olympic Games in Paris has revealed that the budget may well be much higher than forecast. The newspaper Le Parisien has published figures this morning, which claim that just the construction of the aquatic centre alone is going to cost double what was initially calculated. The total cost for the Games is predicted to be more than 6.5 billion euros. Global warming is becoming an increasing threat to the survival of many species. If the rise in temperature hits 4.5 degrees, between a quarter and a half of all species could be wiped out in the next 60 years. After only 5 days into the Paralympic Games in Pyeongchang, France has broken its medal record with a tally of 13 medals so far. Earlier this morning, Marie Bochet clinched her third gold in the giant slalom. And finally in the football, PSG is playing against Angers at home at 5 o'clock this afternoon. And in the Champions League, the knockout stages see Besiktas taking on Bayern Munich and Barcelona versus Chelsea. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.